Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello, Creepies. Welcome to episode 159. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean and Nate, what's going on, guys?
I'm amazing.
You're amazing, or you're amazed?
Both.
Nate's cracking up.
I'm amazed that I could find the microphone, but yeah.
Oh.
He's cracking up.
I don't know where this is going.
I just wanted to say something different.
That's different.
Maybe different. I'm amazed.
Nope. Ugh.
Not that. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's Paul McCartney. No, that's good stuff.
So you're amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And amazed.
Yeah. Dave, how are you?
I'm stuck in a maze.
So you're stuck in a maze.
He's stuck in the middle with us.
And I got a headache.
Do you?
I meant to take something. I need to go out.
Do you really?
Back. Yeah. I've had one since 3 o'clock.
But no, it's not. Nate had one
it's
last.
Not terrible.
Was that last week that you had one?
What?
Your headache?
Or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
No, it's not horrible. I just need to take some. Mm-hmm. But I'm good. I'm telling you why. I've had a good week. It's going fast.
See, the trick is you gotta get knocked out.
Uh-oh. Where's Mike Tyson when we need him?
That's how you remove a fish hook. I'm sorry.
Oh. No. I was going to say, that helps my headache.
You can try it.
Everybody having a good week?
Yes.
Anything of worth, noteworthy, newsworthy, whatever?
I went to dinner with some of my friends from Johnson Memorial.
I saw that.
Monday. Yeah,
we had fun. That. Any of them listen?
Not one of them. Let me count.
Nate, how? Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not all of them, but they all ask. They always ask, and I always encourage. But yeah, some of them do.
Then you say, "Hey, ladies, stop asking.
Ladies,
I've told you a thousand
and gentlemen,
times."
Yeah. I know. There was no gentleman on Monday night, but yeah.
As I said, yeah.
Just me.
Well, yeah, again, no gentlemen.
Ladies, I'm married.
calm yourself. Yeah, but that was fun. That was a good time. Where'd you guys go?
We went to, Tried and True. Oh, my gosh, I like blanked out.
Never heard of it.
I was going to say the Taxman. I'm like, we didn't go to the Taxman. That was a time before. Tried and True.
Tried and True.
Yeah, it's down in Greenwood. Like? Yeah. Down a golf course off 135. Was it Dyer's Walk or... Mm. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Dyer's Walk.
Is it tried and true?
Yeah, it's tried and true.
Okay.
Yeah. It is tried. Yeah. It is tried and true.
Is it actually tried and
true? I got it was a stout beer because I was looking for Guinness, it was the day after St. Patty's Day. And they said, well, we had Guinness yesterday. I'm like, well, I don't care about it being St. Patty's Day. I just wanted Guinness. So I said, well, I just want, show me some of your more stout beers. And one of them was called Mad Dad. And I was like, that's the beer for me.
Mad Dad.
Delicious. Yes.
That describes me.
It wasn't as deep and dark as the Guinness, but it was pretty darn good, yeah.
Cool. It's just like a bar restaurant?
Mad Dad. Yeah. Good. I had a burger. I had a breakfast burger that had an egg on it and bacon and a hamburger. All the works.
Sweet.
Nice. Nate, you're anything noteworthy to mention?
Nope. I'm boring.
You're boring? That's not bad.
Get up
really?
At 3, go to work, get home at 6:30.
Nice.
Do it all over and then do the same thing.
Rinse, repeat.
Me and Rachel have been working diligently since last week, trying to watch our calorie intake and try
good.
To lose some weight. So yeah.
Good. Good.
Been focusing on that, better myself,
It's never too late.
I'm tired of being out of breath when I bend over to tie my shoes.
Being out of breath, blinking.
Well, it's not because it's strenuous. It's because I can't breathe.
No, you literally can't breathe, right? No, I really can't breathe. It's that hard.
Time for a physical challenge.
Good. That is good. Yeah, I'm on my third week, maybe fourth, but at least third week of watching my sugar intake.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, with all the sweet teas and, oh my gosh, the Cokes I drink. I literally, between whatever the combination, if it's all teas, Cokes, both, I would at least have 5 a day. Mm-hmm. Like those type drinks, and I'm limiting myself to I'll have at least one, maybe two, like on a Friday night or week, and I'll splurge, and that's okay to do it, but not every
cutting
day.
Loose.
I have big time. Like, I've got my little can of Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Got my bottle here of the with my electrolytes,
yeah.
And I brought a thing of sweet tea. That's the only sugar drink I've had, the second one. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm keeping it down, too.
When you said sugar, I was thinking sugar.
And you know what? Yeah, I love that song. So I've been a sweet tooth all my life, I've had a sweet tooth. My mom and I, and my dad a little bit. Like, I love candy and chips and snacks and all that, but that's easier for me to cut back than the drinks because I can snack on celery and carrots and cheese sticks and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's the drinks that, man, that, you know, that's hard. So I'm proud of myself to limit one, maybe two. So now I will say, though, I cheated yesterday because I took my mom out, my lovely mom.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Carol Hedges. We went to Brew Burger in mm-hmm. Avon. Or I'm sorry, not Brew Burger. BJ's Brew House.
Oh, yeah.
She had never been there, and I love that place. I've been mm-hmm. there for lunch and dinner many times.
Did she like it?
She did, and so I had two cherry Pepsis with them. While I had, but
they have excellent pizza.
You know, I haven't had their pizza, but I heard it's good. Yeah. I've had their chicken parmesan, I've had their burgers and chicken tenders, and I've had their what's the other there's something that's a Mexican dish that I had for lunch. But I was a little disappointed yesterday because I was like, I was just in the mood for just something simple, chicken tenders and fries. And the guy goes, are you talking about the kids menu? I go, no. I was like, look, chicken tenders on the menu. It's on the lunch special.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, no, we don't have the. Now, where'd you see that? I go, it's right here, literally on the menu, chicken tenders. And he goes, oh, that's not supposed to be on there. I said, oh, are you serious? I was like, come on, man. He goes, yeah, that's a mistake. I go. He goes, but maybe we still do it. I'm like, well, so if you don't have it, give me a cheeseburger and whatever. Yeah, he brought a cheeseburger. So I was kind of bummed, though. They don't have chicken tenders for the adult plate for lunch. So
that's weird.
Well, get your stuff together, BJ's.
They have a good stout beer called the Tatanka.
Tatanka.
I thought you had a stuttering problem.
Like you're going to drive around on it.
Tatanka, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like
an Indian chief.
It's Buffalo.
Me, Tatanka. It's a buffalo.
It is.
What? No, I was laughing. This is baseball. What is it now?
American Indian for buffalo.
Oh, is it?
I was going to say, I've heard that.
It's on what's that Kevin Costner? Dances with Wolves.
Oh. Is that where I've heard that? Yeah. I was going to say, I've heard that somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. one of the tribes, that's their word for buffalo.
Tonka truck.
I had a couple of Tonka
trucks. Tonka truck.
No, I was laughing at this goofball going, hey,
I'm sorry.
Well, good. Yeah, we're having a good week.
You guys will get a kick out of this. My two bosses.
Two bosses walking to a bar.
Two bosses. Chris and Bo. Bo was telling us that Chris, for his birthday, got him a bottle of bourbon, and he's like, hey, man, I got something in the office for you. And he pulled out this bottle of bourbon. He goes, I got something else that goes with this. And he's like, but it's in the freezer. So he pulled out this box of chicken nuggets, like for kids.
Oh, gosh.
And he was like, I don't know what I'm more excited about, the bourbon or the dino chicken nuggets. I thought that was funny. And they just got the biggest kick of that. So I don't know. Must have been an inside joke between the
it
two.
Is,
but
it is kind of funny. I'm not worried. But.
I think you had to be there. But it's fine the way you told, it was hilarious. But the golf course is Dyes Walk Country Club, by the way, that is over by Trey.
What is it?
It's Dyes Walk Country
Dyes
Club.
Walk.
I used to go by. Yeah, I used to actually go by there all the time. But. Yeah, tried and true. So
you either die or you walk.
Tried and true is our next.
I bet it's spelled
D Y E.
I bet it's Pete Dye is a world-renowned golf designer.
I don't think
so.
I think that's right.
I bet it's.
I think I said Dyer's Walk or something like that, and that's why. Yeah.
So I bet that's a Pete Dye golf course.
If you're dying, I don't think you should be walking.
No. You hear us out there, Pete?
Yeah, be a sponsor. Oh,
no. Right.
Well, good. I hope the creepies are having a good week. Mm-hmm. Whenever they listen to this, what is today? The 20th of March, man.
Mm-hmm. Spring has sprung.
When is spring?
Was last
it
night at 11.
Oh, last night. So it is
official.
Yeah.
Spring. So,
I had it the 21st.
I said the 20th. I thought it was the 21st too. And
I think
then
calendar had it on 19th.
Well, and then when you look it up, it was 11:06 on the 19th, which I thought was ridiculous. Mm-mm. But I thought it was at least the 20th or the 21st, and I tried to tell the kids in general they were wrong, and so we Googled it, and we were all right.
You're all right.
Well, I was closer to the 20th than it was the 19th. So.
Hmm. That was really something else.
Raise your hands if...
follow me for more ridiculous advice.
Still, if you care. Yeah, yeah, yep, right. I don't see any hands.
I don't see any hands.
We're creepy. Creepy's like, just move on. Hey, yes. Let's move on. Sean,
yes.
First announcements, please.
I have them. We come together for the paranormal, the creepy, the unexplained, all the fun stuff, the guy time. But the most important thing we can do for you guys and for each other is to build an emotional, mental health community, if I can get it out. So you can call or text 988 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you may be experiencing. You can also text home to 741-741 for professional help. You can access stopbullying.gov if you're experiencing any form of bullying.
Mm. Mm-mm.
I get bullied constantly from you two.
What? I don't think so.
Is that what we call hugging nowadays?
I don't bully.
Never.
Just talk sternly, right?
That's right.
Nobody puts Nate in the corner.
Darn you, Renee. I don't bully anybody. Now sit down and shut. No.
Sit down. Drink your Coke.
Turn those knobs.
Your mini Coke.
That's right. Don't you have some switches to mess with and some knobs and buttons and lights?
Zip it.
Thank you, Sean. Yeah, we do want the creepies. And hopefully this gives a boost to those that struggle with the, the whole wintertime and get out and enjoy warmer weather and, you know, longer days with the sun.
That's right.
So,
well, with these few warm days that we've had, flowers are blooming. And now this week
trees
we've
are
had
blooming
a
too, yeah.
Cold snap, so everything's going to die.
They're unblooming, yeah. They're like, it's all going back.
Dead. Life. Dead. I mowed the lawn
false alert
this past Saturday.
You said it was a perfect day for that.
And it was. And it was our backyard. Shout out to Gary Talent. I know he doesn't listen. He has no idea we have a podcast. But he used to mow our lawn for about a year. And he said, you have the fastest growing lawn in Hendricks County. It literally, I could probably mow it three times a week. It just grows, especially the backyard.
Yeah.
So
buried back there?
Don't worry about it.
Don't you worry about it. Past guests.
It is great for
co-hosts.
It, yeah. So I have one area that has Sean's name on it.
It's marked. Already,
I said, hey, save that area.
The turf's already cut. You just have to roll it.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody even.
I'm not just getting the warm and fuzzies over here.
Oh, wait. Okay, I didn't mean to mention
I'm getting
that.
The warms. I'm getting the fuzzies.
Oh, Sean, you're here.
I'm getting now, the warms and the fuzzies, but not
our
the
riding
fuzzies.
Mower. The settings 5. I had it on 5 in the backyard and 4 on the front yard. It wasn't as bad, but man, it was nice though. It was nice. It was a good feeling too. Just to like, is it that time of year to start mowing? So it was good for the soul. But we still got to get it serviced because we got to get the blade. We have a guy that does a great job. He checks the battery, sharpens the blade, you know, changes the oil and all that. And blade was okay, but you can always tell it's time to, you know, little uneven, but. Anyway, yeah, hope the creepies are doing well and get out and enjoy some sun. Now, it is the dad joke of the show. Now, calm down, Nate. Calm down. Sean, settle down.
You're right.
How do you know I was that excited?
Yeah, right.
I can tell.
It's never going to happen.
I assume you're that excited. Since it is, you know, March Madness time and the basketball tournament does start Thursday, tomorrow, as we're recording.
Yep.
My favorite time of the year. I've been a huge college basketball fan since probably 9, 10 years old. 10 years old is when I remember the first tournament that I watched. Got a little basketball joke for you. Did you hear the poor basketball player that just doesn't have any luck in finding love? Did you hear about that guy? Poor guy.
Always on the rebound.
Nate?
Oh, he stole it from you. I knew.
But it doesn't end there.
Oh, I was going to say, I was going to get that one.
He's always on the rebound. Because the women always pass.
Oh. See, I wouldn't have gotten all of it.
Always on the rebound, and the women always pass. Yeah, you like that
hard
one?
Pass.
Yeah. You're trying to screw up my dad joke, Nate.
He does a lot, though.
Now I'm gonna bully him.
It just like a neon sign just that flashed
one
in my
I started
my
to
head.
Say something. I'm like, no, I'm not going to ruin it.
Actually, I didn't have
no,
the pass
I didn't
part.
Know this.
Good.
No, I didn't have the pass part either. Yeah.
That was a good finish.
Mr. Smarty Pants over here trying to steal
that was a good finish. Follow through.
Follow through, you like it? Yeah, always follow.
Nothing but net.
All right. Cut his mic, Sean.
No, I can't.
Nate, cut your mic.
No, wait.
That is the dad joke of the show in honor of March Madness and go Kentucky. Okay,
that's right.
Go Big Blue. Shout outs and announcements. Who wants to start? Anybody have any shout outs?
Shout out to my youngest, Dane.
Nice. Dane, we've heard of him.
He's been going through a few little social changes, as it were. And he's staying strong and
good.
Figuring things out and good. Conversing with me and his mom. And we love him very much.
That's very good. Keep you guys in the loop and everybody's on the same page.
So a little shout out to him. He's doing a good job.
Yeah. Dane's like a nephew and Parker. Yeah. But even though Parker doesn't listen to the show.
I think he does every once in a while.
Every once in a while? Yeah. Well, that's more than my son.
When he's and my daughter. Extremely bored with nothing else to do.
he has a list
of... Then he falls asleep.
He's feeling really good about himself. 716 things to do, and he finally... I guess the 717th is listen to makeup.
He's feeling really good about himself, and then he's like, why did I do this?
Yeah. Well, good. Shout out to Dane. Yeah. I know. It's hard, man. Can you imagine? It was hard when we were back in the... 80s and 90s. And
yesteryear.
We didn't have social media and all that.
Life lessons and trying to learn how to navigate things. So.
Oh, man, you're not telling me anything. I don't know.
That's right.
Great. So, well, good. That is a great shout out. Sean?
I'll keep it to 52.
No, okay, that's fine.
It said the Johnson Memorial crew. So I will specifically say Tammy, Brian, Julie, Candy, Michelle, Allison, and Jennifer. Shout out to all of them. Tammy and I know, and her husband Scott have listened. Brian's listened, and they may still listen some. I don't know. I don't talk to them enough. Julie listens. She's the speech therapist. Candy has come up with topics for us.
I've heard of Candy.
I know she listens.
And some of the names sound familiar.
Michelle's listened some. She was my work wife. She should listen more. Allison has listened, and I don't know. Jennifer, somebody I'm getting to know. I got to get her.
Well, good. That was
creepified.
Yeah, creepified.
So yeah.
You gotta get creeped out. Mm-hmm.
That's the crew.
Nice. Any other shout outs?
None.
No?
That's all. I'm out.
I had a shout out and I can't remember. It's not one that I prompt, like, you know, I was pride myself. I don't miss a shout out.
No food related?
No, it's not one of those shout outs. I'm trying to think. There was somebody that I don't think they even knew I was going to do a shout out. I can't remember. So I'll have to come up with it and remember next week.
Well, they're going to be upset.
So really,
they don't even know.
Disappointed.
I don't.
How do you know it wasn't us?
Honest to goodness. And if I come up with it in the middle of the topic, I'm going to shout it out because So anyway, I don't have it. I guess shout outs. I don't know. Shout out to I don't know the basketball tournament. I don't know.
There you go.
I have to have something. Okay,
Kentucky. I assume that's your bracket winner.
That's right. They're beating UConn. Okay. Let's go through this.
You ever bet on the knit tournament?
No, it's a bunch of losers. No, actually, you know where the Final Four of the NIT this year? It's at Hinkle Fieldhouse.
Hinkle.
Oh, they're using Hinkle?
Yeah, usually always do Madison Square Garden, and they're using Hinkle this year. Nice. I might. It's on a Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday's the Final Four, and then Thursday's the championship. I might try to go to that Tuesday round, or the Final Four ticket. I don't know. It depends on who's there.
So. Yeah.
But some big teams, they didn't accept the bids. They turned it down. So there's still some good teams, but like IU, St. John's, Oklahoma, there's a few others that said, no thanks. But whatever.
I read that IU is going to do that if they got
IU needs to.
Invited, they're just going to.
IU.
Not sure.
You didn't watch the Nebraska game. I assume you didn't watch it, but.
Well, no.
It was,
and I like, and Nebraska made the tournament. I'm glad they made the tournament.
Terrible. I like IU, but man, it was, honest to God, it was. I said it was a humbling experience to watch that game.
I did hear that IU was gonna if they got invited to the rec center here in Plainfield,
they were gonna accept. they were
gonna decline.
Yeah.
Although they didn't get invited. That's too. Oh, sorry, IU fans out there. Not sorry. hey, special announcements. That would be Sean, Nate, and myself.
That's right.
The Mako Boys. We are doing a Mako meet and greet on Friday, April 5th, which is only 2 weeks away. We will be there from 5 to 7. It's at the horror-themed coffee shop and Airbnb called the Black House Cafe. It is located at 1122 Shelby Street in the Fountain Square section of downtown Indianapolis. That's going to be fun. Another Mako meet and greet. This one's going to be cool. On Saturday, May 4th, we'll be there from 5 to 7. And afterwards, this is at the Randolph County Asylum, which we've been talking about since, 3.5 years ago. There is a tour afterwards, and tickets have not yet gone on sale. So, because I think in the past when I've done this little announcement, I'm like, I don't know if tickets are still available. Oh yeah, they are.
There.
But she says when they post them, they go fast. So mm-hmm. And I yeah. So come out and see us, and then try to go on the tour. It starts at a little 7-ish, and then I don't know. It's like an hour and a half or 2 hours. So
did we mention? Was it that the Stone Mansion got damaged? Yeah, they got. And yeah. You posted the story yeah. and everything, but that was so sad. I mean, I know that's one of the places I want to go. Which
a week ago, the tornadoes.
They're going to rebuild. They said. But
yeah. Luckily, Winchester. That's the only building that got damaged.
Yeah.
Still sucks. That tree sitting on the freaking roof. And nobody got hurt. Now there were some houses, because there's houses real close to the
right
property.
Along there. Yeah,
they got some damage, but nobody was killed, which is good. And then but I felt bad for the
some ghosts got bruised. Mansion.
You know, I believe that's the one, Aaron.
Agnes,
she's been in Randolph County Asylum.
She thinks
she's
she
been
caught the
mansion.
General that Mr. Stone, whatever his name was, I forget. What
yeah,
it was
for, yeah, and he's
Stone.
Not very nice. Is it?
No,
is
he's
the
little.
One
he's a little man, right? He's a little
a
guy.
Wee man? I'm not sure.
He's a wee man.
He's not a real general either. They just called him the general because he was such a
well, I wasn't sure.
Feisty
is that
guy.
If that's the one that has been nasty to her? Maybe not. I can't remember.
There was a nasty one at Waverly, too.
I know the Waverly, yeah. But anyway, Stone Mansion, yeah, hopefully they can get that one fixed. A few $1,000. They are doing what do you call that? A
fundraiser.
Yeah, but it's GoFundMe, maybe? Yeah. Something like that, yeah. I think they're trying to raise like $7,000 to fix the damages, so... And they're all run by volunteers, and it's not like mm-hmm. they have a ton of money. They just, you know, mm-hmm. they take the money from what they make on tours and investigations, and I know it keeps up the property, but mm-hmm. They have many buildings, so mm-hmm. it's not too cheap. But anyway, yeah, it's at Randolph County Asylum on May 4th. Like I said, we'll be there doing a meet and greet from 5 to 7, and then we're doing a tour afterwards. So come out and do the tour with us. And we'll post when we know. I'll check with... Katie is her name, is my contact at the Randolph County Asylum. She will let me know when the tickets are on sale, and then I'll post those. Because it'd be awesome for Creepies to come out and do that with us.
Heck yeah.
And then, of course, right now we have the Creeped Out and Haunted Live Show 2024.
That's right.
It is at the Greenwood Happy Haunts in Greenwood, Indiana. It's going to be on Saturday, September 21st. Arrival time is at 5:15. The show actually starts at 6. It'll be... I say 6 to 9, but it could be over between 8 and 8:30. Mm-hmm. We're going to have our good friend Austin Lawrence. He's a paranormal investigator and author. He's going to be a special guest speaker, so come out and see that. Tickets are only $10. You can buy tickets at the day of the show if you want, or they can be pre-purchased using PayPal, which is at Todd... Jeez, I can't read my own name. At TW Hedges 312. Venmo is at Todd-Hedges-3. Or my Cash App is the $ Todd William 312. And if you don't get all this, you can just message us and we'll tell you how to order tickets. Or you can pay cash at the time, you know, day of the show. Other than that, we're going to try to get maybe something lined up maybe in July. I think right now, tentatively, it's going to be July, what did I say, 27th?
Yeah. 20th. Yeah.
Sorry. At the Boone County Jail Distillery. We don't know exactly what's going on, but that's she's got us penciled in. Because they think they might do an event, and then we can just be part of it. We'll
is that a boondoggle?
No, that's not going to be a boondoggle.
That's up where I work.
Anything but a boondoggle.
I work now up there.
Yeah.
I go by it every day.
Do you? Mm-hmm. You actually go by it?
Mm-hmm.
Stop in and say hi to the girls, Jackie.
I need to, yeah.
So that was just worked out like a few days ago.
And here comes that, Jack.
I forgot to put it on here. So, so we might be doing something at the Boone County Jail Distillery July 20th, and we'll let you guys know exactly if that's solidified and what we're going to be doing.
That's right.
Because, I mean, and actually in April, they're doing movie nights. The Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, like that, I think it's the 5th through the 9th, or I could be wrong. But anyway, they're doing two movies, like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
The Middle Asian Creeped Out
story. Don't mess me up now. I'm trying to think of the best.
Sorry.
Gremlins 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, some fun movies. So that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to do stuff like that to get people in there. And then, yeah, so maybe.
Why Gremlins? That's a Christmas movie.
It is not a Christmas movie.
I agree with the Christmas.
And I'll fight into Christmas. Neither is Die Hard. During, you know,
Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
It's not a Christmas movie.
You're maybe. Two against one. On both accounts.
I'm older. I pull that at home and it doesn't work. I'm like, daggone it.
Now, Rambo, I won't buy Rambo, but.
Totally a Christmas movie. No,
somebody
I don't know
tried to. There's like a Christmas tree in it, I think.
Yeah. I think I've seen that meme where they're like, well, Rambo's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Christmas socks on.
So it's Predator.
Good movie. Anyway, so yeah, we'll just keep you posted on more events as we get those. Looky here, Sean.
Yes.
Topic time. What are we going to talk about?
We are going to talk about Preston Castle. This is your pick, Todd.
Yes. It's a great topic to talk about, and it's going to be pretty intense. Like, it's another kind of a sad place.
Yes.
And not fun for the who was there. So, you have a little foundation?
I do. And it's not at all what you think, because you think Preston Castle. Oh, cool. Another castle.
Right, right.
Not so much. So, foundation, the Preston School of Industry, also known as Preston Castle, was a reform school located in Ione? Is it Ione? I watch videos. I
can't remember.
California in Amador County. Mm-hmm. It was proposed by and ultimately named after State Senator Edward Myers Preston. The cornerstone was laid in December 1890, and the institution was opened in June 1894, when seven wards, minors under the guardianship of the state, but not necessarily juvenile offenders, were transferred there from San Quentin State Prison. It is considered one of the oldest and best-known reform schools in the United States of America.
Yeah. Pretty spooky.
It's
place.
It's regal, really, and it is it very is. Spooky looking.
And it does look like a castle, but it's not a castle. It's a
that's right.
old reform school.
California Historical Landmark number 867.
Mm-hmm. Nearly 50,000 square feet, which includes the basement, four floors, and three-story annex. It's built during the 1890s, and it has surrounded by 13 acres with stately support buildings. So it's a huge... huge place. A lot of as far as the whole land and everything. So, it was known to the outside world as the best reform school.
Of course.
How about that? I don't think so. I beg to differ on how they treated some of these kids. So, here's to start out with. So, new wards, they were for this. This is awful. So it said inside its walls was a hard, brutal life. New wards were forced to swim in a small indoor pool of lye. Now, how do you? That's just torture. Mm-hmm. That's pretty bad. Yeah. I mean, they use lye to, like some of the serial killers to dissolve the bones and the bodies and to try to how can you do that? Make somebody swim in lye? So that just kind of gives you a start of what kind of place this was.
Yeah, second floor house staff apartments in a dormitory for the boys. Mm. Horrific stories of abuse and neglect became known over the years. Wards died of severe illness like tuberculosis. Others were killed by guards. Ground cemetery has 23 graves.
Mm.
Individuals who were sent to Preston Castle to be rehabilitated.
Yeah. How I found out this place, I listened to another podcast, mm-hmm. and I was like, it was really good, and it was, I was like listening to the stories, I'm like, holy moly, this is awful, but I gotta talk about it, because it's awful, it's brutal, mm-hmm. but then it's got a lot of good paranormal too.
Oh,
but a terrible history, like, not that we haven't talked about things or places like that mm-hmm. in the past.
Yeah.
But this one's one of the worst, and it was for kids, boys.
It says Anna Corbin, the head housekeeper, was brutally beaten to death on February 23rd, 1950.
Now, real quick, the head housekeeper. This is like, can you imagine? Like,
oh, I know. Yeah.
Okay.
The suspects were wards and staff, but her murder remains unsolved. It has been said that her spirit still resides at the castle, along with the spirits of other wards and staff who did not pass to the other side.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, it ran until 1960. Yeah, 1960. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. From the 1800s to 1960.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. And you can do tours. Sticking with this site, it says that today visitors taking the tours can sense the depressing, disturbing atmosphere and past horror within the Preston Castle walls. Visitors may experience cold spots, intense fear, and hear strange noises. It says, if you are in the Sacramento area, it is a must-visit site trip. There is no doubt you will be fascinated with the eerie Preston Castle. So it's got a nasty, nasty history. And then from that, it's going to have some dark paranormal, with it. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these places, I mean, they're just... extremely horrendous to the kids and everybody that's there.
Right.
I mean, you know, going as much as murdering them.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Oh, shoot. I just lost my spot. You guys have... I have to get my phone back here. Oh, yeah. So they even made a 2014 film called A Haunting at Preston Castle.
Yeah.
It's set at the castle and surrounding area, as is the 2019 movie Apparition. I have not heard of that or either one, so I might check that out. Yeah. And it was also said the school was used as a shooting location as the Bleeding Heart Orphanage for the 1984 comedy film Bad Manners. Have you ever heard of that one?
Uh-uh.
I mean...
Yeah, it's a pretty wild-looking building.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a great place to explore, honestly. I saw a lot of the videos. There's a lot of weird... Like, people from the reviews and the videos, there were people that had a lot of, like, that heavy feeling of energy and darkness. One of the reviews... a lot of the reviews give it very high ratings. It says Preston Castle is a great place to visit. I love the history and haunted places, so this one didn't disappoint. There were a couple of rooms where I felt energy. I can't imagine how creepy this place must be on Halloween. Took some amazing pictures here. The staff was friendly and made you feel that you can ask as many questions as you want. They offered us water, it being a hot day when we were there. I can see why some movies and TV shows have been filmed here. Not sure if it would be a good place to bring little ones. I think it's best for teenagers and up, which I imagine was some of the sadness of the history there, too, with all that. So I wouldn't bring little ones either.
Took 4 years to build it.
Yeah.
1890 to 1894.
That is correct.
That's pretty fast for the size of this thing. It's all
I know.
Bricks and stones. And
that's right. It's built to last, true. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see why it's called the castle, because it looks like a fortress.
And it's real red, like it's a real...
Red brick, yeah.
Yeah, red, pretty red. It says, you know, as we kind of stated already, you know, conditions weren't always perfect. Obviously, they were, you know, they I'm using air quotes, rehabilitate. And of course, they say... it was meant to offer structure to young boys and young men who did not have a stable home life, but eventually found itself as a place to rehabilitate those who were on a criminal path. It says conditions weren't always perfect, and reports of abuse and harsh conditions permeated into the public consciousness. Even though Preston Castle sat atop a remote hill not too far from Folsom, California, which I've heard. So this says, when I reached out to learn more about this building, Sybil Griffith contacted me back, sharing that she was part of the administration there and had some historical context to share. She connected me to Connie Brenner, a lead paranormal investigator, who also agreed to talk to me about the evidence she's uncovered there of mischievous and depressed spirits still lingering there.
Nice.
How can you not have that?
Heck yeah.
With all the abuse in the kids, you know?
I don't know if there is, but there might be some odd energy in the bricks themselves. They're... made at San Quentin Prison and Folsom Prison.
I saw that.
Out of sandstone, cool. mine, just a few miles from the castle's location.
That's interesting.
So, yeah, putting them to work.
Well, and you know, those are, what they call those, maximum
security. Yeah.
I mean, San Quentin's no joke. There's some really notorious criminals there. I've heard of Folsom. I didn't know if that was a maximum security prison or not, but regardless, that's kind of... Yeah, you wonder, like, just the building itself.
Johnny Cash, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the building, like, how that kind of has a set of just everything. Like, it being built, it was going to be built to be brutal. And that, you know,
right.
I mean,
even though they're...
The foundation,
right. Yeah.
But their focus was to try to make it look more like a school, not a prison.
Yeah, and they...
Even though it was more or less a prison.
I screwed that up.
It didn't go as well.
Nope.
Well, they just had like that like the woman killed in 1950, the head housekeeper, like she was brutally murdered, and then they don't even know who did it. Like nobody was safe. Whether the kids themselves and the young man were tortured and killed and all that, but then the head housekeeper and other people. It wasn't just the kid, you know. But it was one of the most brutal. I think
the kids probably said she suicided herself, right? She did it herself.
In 1890, the 230-acre parcel of land where the castle resides was purchased from the Ione Coal and Mineral Company for $30 an acre, with 100 acres donated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Some of the different areas are the administration building, the apartments, which there's several of those, the wards, dormitory, the infirmary, the basement, and then there's exterior grounds, that there's obviously quite a bit of that. In some of the videos, they were showing some of the, there's still bed set up, and they were saying, this would be such a fun place to have, like, as a sleepover, you know, and I'm, to me, it's like, it did look cool in the daylight, but at night, staying there, I think it would probably have that same creep factor that Waverly had when we were just kind of like, you just sit there in silence, you know, and think all the crazy, weird atrocities that happened here, and, you know, just the history involved. It just kind of, it weighs on you pretty heavily. Yeah. So, but I'm sure this place has that same feel.
You know, they a lot of, like a lot of the adult prisons, you know, they had hopes of they would be self-sufficient, growing their own food, you know, said, so basically I'll just read this. So the complex was highly self-sufficient. The large acreage of the purchase allowed the boys to grow their own food, raise livestock, and learn farming trades. Additionally, there was a print shop, bakery, and a cobbler shop where the young delinquents and otherwise homeless boys, they could learn skills for self-preservation in the real world. So, you know, it's kind of like the Ohio State Reformatory. That was one that had, you know, they really did seek out to do good and give skills and hopefully get them back out in society to have something to learn. And but it just goes, it always goes sideways so quick because it seems like they get too many, you know, I'll say prisoners or boy, you know, whatever. And then they get understaffed, and that's not a good, doing my math here, understaffed and more, you know, I don't know, they're not all prisoners, but attendees, or what am I trying to say? The kids or the men that stay there, that's not going to be good, because then that's how it all turns out to just be crap, because they can't keep up with the proper care.
I started to say students, but inmates.
Inmates, yeah, yeah. I was trying to, yeah. Cause, it just, and it's sad that yeah.
Delinquents?
Yeah, yeah. I guess in this story, it's delinquents, yeah. Or, yeah. But they all, a lot of them start out that way, and they want to be self, like I said, self-sufficient and teach them skills and stuff. But man, it just goes haywire real quick,
right?
And then then once they lose control, it's that's where the abuse starts, and it just gets really bad, really quick.
The human element, right? It says of the total 50,000 square feet, the first floor housed administrative and staff offices and a dining room. The second floor included a reading room, library, 12 chambers, a schoolroom, coat and hat room, men's water closet, and a woman's lavatory, a dormitory, a locker room, and a linen room. The third floor included a hospital, which for a time was the only hospital in Armador County. Originally, the fourth floor was designed for staff housing, but was used for storage. The basement housed a dormitory, multi-purpose room, showers, and a bakery, later converted to a day room. When wards were released on parole, they exited through the dormitory, leading to the moniker Door to Freedom.
Oh, wow.
Door I saw that. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I saw it labeled that way.
Interesting. Yeah. Did you guys hear about Samuel Goins or Goins?
Cummins, but not Goins.
Are
we stinking?
A convicted burglar, Samuel Goins, arrived at Preston School in July of 1918. Within his first year, Samuel attempted to escape Preston three times. On April 19th, 1919, during his third attempt, a Preston guard named John Kelly shot Samuel in the back. At 20 years old, he died 2 months shy of his release date. That's bad if he's just 2 months away. It says Samuel's buried in the Preston Cemetery along with 16 other young men who died within the school walls, most from diseases like yellow fever and tuberculosis. So, yeah, that all in that those late 1800s, early 1900s, yellow fever and TB was really bad. Said the murder of Samuel Goins, though, was not the only fatal act of violence that occurred at the school. I didn't read ahead. Again, it just says that in 1950, the head housekeeper, Anna Corbin, was beaten to death in the school's basement. A flimsy case was formed against Eugene Monroe, one of the few black children at the school. Tried twice, a jury was hung each time. Anna Corbin's killer, as you said, Sean, earlier, was never found. So
they say all three of those are spirits that you possibly could encounter while you're there.
Oh,
Anna, Corbin, Eugene Monroe, or Sam Goins.
Yeah. Well, just the way they got their life ended, that makes sense. Yeah. Yep. The Preston School of Industry closed its doors in 1960, and those who have toured the grounds since have reported many strange sights and sounds, slamming doors, falling objects, disembodied voices, and ghostly physical contact. And now you can experience the paranormal firsthand. And they offer tours and overnight ghost tours, and you can do investigations at the Preston Castle.
Mm-mm-mm. I think it's neat how some of it's because there it says it's various forms of disrepair, but some of it is also kept intact with how it would have looked. And they said that some of the activity, you know, you hear the slamming doors and you hear children's voices, you hear running around. Because what were the ages, like 12 to 24 or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
And
just shy like a teenager.
Yeah. And it says the apartments have been carefully preserved with personal belongings on display, including furniture, clothing, and photographs. These rooms serve as a freeze frame in time and a poignant reminder of the tragic events that unfolded within these walls. And people see, you know, like glimpses of kids, you know, and like, but nobody's supposed to be around there. So there are all kind of different stories and sightings. And then there's other people that say they've been there multiple times and only just felt creepy vibes. They didn't actually see or experience anything firsthand, but,
right. You
know, yeah. It's gosh, I love the pictures though.
Oh, yeah. I know.
A lot of the apartments still have like all the furnishings and personal effects.
Even the shoes by the bed, like they're being weighted to somebody's just waiting to get out of bed and put them on.
That's creepy. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool, but kind of creepy.
Yeah. Adds to it. Definitely.
Oh yeah. Did you see the
what are you showing? The sink that says caution contagion.
Yeah.
Or it says contagious disease quarantine.
Quarantine. Did you see the two inmates that famous as they call them inmates, country singer Merle Haggard. Did you see that? So it said famous country western singer Merle Haggard, who had a troubled youth and ended up in Preston Castle in 1951 and 1952. Eventually, he spent a few years in San Quentin, where a 1958 performance by Johnny Cash solidified Haggard's country music aspirations. So Merle Haggard was an inmate. And then the other one, Pancho Gonzalez, he is considered one of the greatest tennis players of all time. Pancho honed these skills on the courts at Preston, says he was most likely there around 1943. And I'm not going to read all these, but and here's one. Actors Eddie Anderson, who went on to star alongside Jack Benny on radio and TV. Rory Calhoun, who was at Preston around 1935, earned a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame for his contributions to film and television. And Eddie Vunker became a very successful writer and eventually acted in films like Reservoir Dogs and Tango and Cash. So nice. They've had some, people that turned out to be celebrities that were residents there. That was the word I was trying to think of. Right? Residents.
Residents. That's a nice way of putting it, right?
Yeah.
This is the basement. The castle's basement is not only intriguing from a historical perspective, but it also serves as one of the hotspots for reported paranormal activity. As you and it's so creepy. As you descend into the dimly lit basement, you'll find the laundry room, boiler room, school room, and even a makeshift morgue where the bodies of deceased residents, there's your word, right, were temporarily stored. The plunge pool, which I saw that on some of the videos, and then I've got a picture right here. Mm-hmm. Very creepy. Plunge pool was filled with chemicals and used to decontaminate boys before entering the institution. Often incoming boys were infected with lice, crabs, and or scabies.
Mm. Not good.
Yeah, this is when the boys entered the institution, they were required to strip, receive a haircut, and then enter the pool at the deep end. They would exit the pool at the shallow end and receive new clothing before being taken to their quarters. So it's like being deloused with in a prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is really pretty. It's I don't know. It's too bad that some of these places could not be. As far as when they opened up and then whenever they've closed, couldn't be more successful at the way they could treat and properly handle the number of residents, and that the staff wasn't overwhelmed and they didn't have too many. Mm-hmm. Some of those places we've talked about, they're like, yeah, it's supposed to hold 500 and they have 2,000.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what do you think is going to happen? It's just too bad that. It seems like every have we talked about one that's actually had success?
I don't think so. They all get started on good intentions, and slow and steady, and then the pot boils over.
This makes me this one actually got to me more just because I knew they were mainly young boys.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not saying, hey, prisoners are prisoners and they get what they, you know, but I still, you know, I don't want. Yep.
The point is rehabilitation.
Well, or like, you know, you don't want help torture them. I mean, you know, I mean, right. They've already, they've been sentenced and, right? And trust me, I'm a, you know, you get your punishment, but I'm just saying, but like to just completely torture them and treat them, you know what I mean? There's no sense in that. They're already in prison and they should have their rights taken away and they shouldn't have, you know, but to do this stuff, I don't get it. I don't understand. That's, they're just piling on, you know? And so with them being younger, like it was 12 to 24, that's rough. That's mm-hmm. pretty rough.
I agree.
I mean, knowing that I have a 13-year-old son, I'm going to assume he's never going to be in prison.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, but just thinking, what if he had back
never,
then gone, okay,
never
we sent him to reform school to be rehabilitated and to learn skills and to, so then he can be a better citizen as an adult and yet treated terribly. You know, like they didn't do what they were setting out to do. So that this one kind of gets to me more because we've talked mainly about adult type places, I think, mainly. I don't know. Maybe we have talked about ones for kids, but I don't remember. Then again, I'm middle aged. So.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Who knows, right? The castle has a small gift shop in the basement, and it also hosts an annual Vines and Steins event every summer. Vines and Steins. Event every summer, and these old wine barrels are stored down in the basement and turned into tables each year at this event. Looks cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, by the way, did I say, put this on the list, Sean.
Oh, well, absolutely. I'd love to go here.
Yeah. I wonder how far this is from our good friend Christine Collier. She's a California girl. So I wonder.
I don't know, but I bet she'd know.
Yeah. Because she lives in Lompoc, Lompoc.
Uh-huh.
So I wonder how, that, yeah. But anyway, we have a lot of places, and we got to go see the Mystery House. We got to go see, what's the place in San Diego? It was my pick. I can't think of that.
It's that little town, right?
They even have it, like, still stayed, like, where they had court cases. They had, like,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's pretty famous. I just cannot.
Middle-aged. I know.
Middle-aged can't remember a darn thing, Nate. What do you got, Nate?
We've got episodes for
it. Looking at some pictures. They have a picture of one of the boys' dormitory rooms.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it looks like you could film Oliver Twist.
Oh, yeah.
Room. I mean, it's...
It's that.
Pretty bare and tore up walls and exposed roof rafters and everything.
Is that the Whaley house?
Whaley, thank you.
It just came to me, yep.
Thank you, Sean. Whaley.
No problem. It just popped in there.
I'm sorry, Nate, were you still...
Sorry, Nate.
Oh, that's fine. No, it does, though. It has that. It does. It has mm-hmm. that vibe, the setting, the... Yep. Man, it would be cool to visit this place. Very, very eerie, like they said. Very sad. But then again, we were Waverly Hills, and that's a sad.
All right.
But like I said, these were kids, yeah. This person says, we did our tour at the Preston Castle with a group of ghost hunters. Says, being of Irish Newfoundlander descent, I have to say that being sensitive is not as exciting and spectacular as people make it out to be. It's just simply a part of the fabric of being alive. So to be around a group of people all boasting about sightings and wanting to find something and capture something on camera really got on our nerves after a while. Says, but I will say this. These particular hunters were all in the right place. We travel a lot to haunted places, perhaps a bit tongue-in-cheek, and mostly to hear the stories. They say, I joke about this in other posts because none of the places we have visited are really haunted. But this place is different. Even from the outside, I saw the corner eye glimpses, and I felt the invisible spider webs that, for me, indicate that a place is strange. And a hint for, and it says in parentheses, a hint for those wanting to capture something on video, camera, recorder, or whatever, says, the kitchen is where you want to be. Interesting. And it says, lastly, I'll just read this. It says, ironically, there was also a little three-year-old boy whose parents weren't part of the ghost hunting group. He kept telling his father, there's a man over there, and pointing to an empty set of stairs. Everyone was too busy taking photos and joking about a prank skeleton in one of the windows to notice the boy. But he was old enough to know that there was something different about the man to keep pointing him out to his father. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how kid, man, I can't imagine taking my three-year-old. But then again, but anybody, we talk about like how animals and little kids, they're sensitive. They see that stuff, you know, or they feel. And that's, that was a good story about the little boy seeing the man. Yeah. So, pretty creepy. What
this
you got, anybody?
Says it's an hour drive from Sacramento. So that's capital, obviously, of California. But
right.
But it is, like, driving up to it is beautiful. Like, there's just a little. And they said the like you can visit, take a tour of the grounds as well. They've got guided tours for that.
Yeah, it's on 13 acres. So
yeah, so I mean, there's it's huge. You can also you could do guided or self guided public tours on weekends.
It's kind of like Indiana State.
Mm-hmm.
We've done the twice. We've done the self guided, but it is kind of nice to do one that's guided because then you kind of get the like we did at Waverly where the tour guide knows the stuff or her stuff and they can kind of tell you maybe the hot spots or what or some of the history, you know.
Looks like they, which a lot of these places do this.
What's that?
They have a actual or a haunted house.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Through it, they call it the haunt.
Mm-hmm.
The haunt.
Mm-hmm.
Clever.
That would be cool.
Okay. No,
it's like, what should we call this?
The yeah. haunt. No,
the spook.
Yeah, that
so
is
that'd be, well, that'd be helps fun raise to go money. See that too.
I know. I want to go to the one in Waverly.
Oh yeah!
Remember we were able to walk through it.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah,
you know, like
it was still there.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, they had, and they had like the walls painted and all that. But
scary.
That's good. Those places do because that gives a more chance to make more money to keep it up.
And that's that's when we laid in the morgue. Remember?
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
I don't know. Hell stupid, 01 and 02.
Yeah,
Nate's like, I pass. Like, sure, I will.
Yeah.
How many people have laid here?
It was creepy. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, we didn't think about that too hard, did we?
Although it was kind of neat. It was creepy, but it was neat at the same time. Mm-hmm. Just because you're like, man, this is a real deal.
That's right.
What else do you guys have on Preston Castle?
It says that if you do get a guided tour, they have the tour guides have captivating stories, antidotes, and historical context to help you fully appreciate the significance of each room and artifact. The Preston Castle Foundation has gone to great lengths to preserve and restore these spaces, ensuring the visitors can experience the rich history of the castle and all of its haunting beauty. And I think that's a fair way of putting it. It is haunting. It is historic. And it does. It has a great history and a spooky history. It's scary and sad as well.
This picture is the one I love that angle. I love that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it makes it look looming. It is a very Waverly type, you know, because it just looks
overpowered.
I think that was the intention. It's like a lot of, okay, so it's not supposed to be like a prison, but when a kid got there, it's intimidating. And it's like, uh-oh, you know, it's almost like being called to the principal's office, you know, like, I'm in trouble. So, I mean, it's meant to kind of probably put a little bit of fear of God in you.
Oh, yeah, they're meant to definitely be intimidating, and you're like, oh, they're not playing around. this is the big time. Yeah,
there's even a Christmas event, Christmas at the castle.
Christmas.
Yeah, they got a lot of different events, private events. You can I'm sure they do like weddings and parties and stuff like that, but Photographer's Day, Springcraft Fair, and Christmas at the castle.
Interesting. Did you guys say we were talking about Anna Corbin, I think? That was murdered.
That is the housekeeper. Yep.
Said that some people have said that she was found in a locked basement closet. Did you guys say that?
No.
So nope. It said that they think that she was found in a locked basement closet. Some say near the kitchen, and others say a supply room. It says one thing is clear: she was found in a basement around 2 p.m. bludgeoned to death with a rope around her neck.
Oh.
It says the list of suspects was initially a long one. It was filled with both wards and staff. Eventually, a ward named, as I said before, Eugene Monroe, became the main suspect. But, of course, he was never found guilty. But it said, his first true trials were hung trials, and he was acquitted in the third. But Monroe was also a suspect in two other murders outside of Preston. And within a few years of Corbin's murder, Monroe was incarcerated for a murder in Oklahoma. So I think the guy has some something going on there.
The potential is there.
That's a brutal one. So yeah, thought I would mention a little bit more on her death. That's so sad. Yeah.
There's so many mentionings of the spirits that live there and work there. How they still wander the halls as if it's still, you know, whatever year they were there. People see the young boys, but then they also see staff still going about their daily business. Like I said, there's tragedies there, but there's also just daily life that happened there as well. That stuck in energy seems to still be there according to different occurrences and, mm-hmm. and happenings. Yeah. So,
yeah. Heck, it said even they had a school band. They played in local establishments, and the sports teams brought some positive encouragement to the community. Interesting.
That is interesting.
I did not know that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, and then it says this guy, I can't see the name. The person I was talking about, Corbin, giving a little more information on her death, says that, in my opinion, their efforts center on returning the castle to its role as a community center. I'm sorry, community partner, like it used to be. Back in the early 20th century, the Preston School Infirmary was used by locals who needed also medical assistance. So they kind of reached out to the community in that. So it kind of did okay on some things. Mm-hmm. It did some nice things, but then, yeah.
Yeah,
didn't
they
quite
didn't,
get
didn't,
it all.
Yeah, they didn't kind of reform the kids very well.
No. Oh, and they, no, what you mean like how they tortured them?
Yeah.
Made them swim in lye?
Yeah.
Now go take a dip in the lye pool.
Okay. I saw one. Jeez. Saying there were accounts of sexual abuse too.
Yeah, yeah, so it's definitely part of yeah, it's part of the atrocities. I'd say
no bueno there too.
Yeah, yeah, no, those places that's
beatings and sexual abuse and I'm sure verbal abuse and all that good stuff too. But
yeah, oh yeah, that's pretty much par for the course on these type of places, especially back then.
Yeah,
you
know. There's a cemetery on site too, Preston Cemetery. Yeah, so it's got activity as well out there.
Yeah, I think we had mentioned about the cemetery, but mm-hmm. I didn't see
I
any
think
like
there's like
particular
23 bodies buried there or something like that.
Yeah, I just saw it and I can't find it here. Anyway, that's fine. I can't find what.
But I mean, it's obviously haunted mm-hmm. because of all the evil things that happened there. But
yeah.
When the living were there, I mean, it was just as much a grotesque and horrible place
mm-hmm.
at that time too.
Well, they talk about the cemetery. It says, despite the uncertainty of the details surrounding the deaths of the Wards, there is a nearby cemetery filled with the graves of the Wards who were, again, in quotes, rehabilitated at Preston. Yeah, right. So it's a cool place, sad place, and a brutal history. But anyway, that's all I got. Unless you guys have something to end it with.
We're going, right?
Well, Sean.
That's the plan. It's on the list?
It is. Because I told you to put on the list.
That's right.
You really don't have a list.
I do. I have one in my head. I have it in my head, yeah. But my head is also a...
yeah, it would be neat to...
A sieve of information, right?
Yeah, I read a thing.
Very tragic place.
A girl's aunt was part of the committee to try to help restore it and everything, and so they went on a tour of it with her aunt, and she was happy that the tour was during the day because it definitely has a lot of eerie, weird vibes to it.
Yeah.
So yeah, if we were to go to this one, going there at night would be probably pretty intense.
You know, we've talked about I know you guys listen to podcasts too, but like listening to even other like listening to podcasts, and then you know they have investigators and experts or whatever in the paranormal. They say you know a place is active, it doesn't matter if it's day or night.
Yeah,
I totally get that. But to go at to like you said, Nate, to go at nighttime, it just doesn't mean you're going to have more activity, but it just adds to the vibe. The feeling.
Yeah, to me, like, it's like you're sort of dampering one of your senses.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's your sight is, let's just say, 10% of what you could possibly see during the day.
Well, I mean, we've been to we went to Waverly and it was at nighttime. Okay, it would have probably been cool during the day, but something mm-hmm. about nighttime, man, it's just a different feeling. It's just a different setting.
It does. You know? It puts a different energy on it.
Well, and it heightens your other senses because you can't solely rely on your sight. So you're listening for things.
Oh, yeah.
And you're feeling things. And
yeah.
And I think there's primal instincts, too, of survival that come out, too, in the dark. You
the
know,
monsters just come out.
The monsters, night. Yeah.
As the rap group Houdini would say, the freaks come out at night.
That's right.
One of my favorites. Freaks come out at night. Oh, sorry. I was reverting back to 1984, Todd.
There you go.
Rap guy. Yeah, that would be cool, though, at nighttime. Mm-hmm. That does add. Well, like Whispers of State, you know. I mean, we kind of mixed feelings on that place. But, mm-hmm. again, at nighttime, it was creepy. And then we knew the storm was kind of coming. It's like, oh, man. And then,
well, and also, like, you get a lot of shadow play at night, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah.
It plays with your mind, right? Mm-hmm. Your imagination.
Well, and if it's shadow figures and that kind of stuff, you're not necessarily going to see those. I'm not saying that you couldn't see them during the day, but I think more prevalent at night.
Yeah. I think it'd be more valid at night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I mean, because then it's dark and they're supposed to be darker than
They're darker than dark. So
I think I'd tend to believe it more.
Mm-hmm.
If we saw something like we did, we think we all saw one. When we were trying to leave. Mm-hmm. Poor Aaron's mom. Oh, my God. I felt so bad.
I'm not going that way.
Mom, we have to go this way.
That is the exit.
I mean, that way. I laugh because, I mean, poor thing.
But pushing her.
She's like, Mom, we have to go that way. It's like, oh, my gosh. And then I'm looking. I did see the direction what you guys saw. But at first, I'm like, well, I'm looking over here, and I see something. So who knows?
Yeah.
That was kind of intense because we're all like, wait a minute. How many? That would have been, what, five of us?
We're like, we got to get home.
Wait a minute. Now, five of us can't be wrong. I mean, like it was something. It was
just
something.
Experiencing that was like setting the hook.
Oh my gosh!
Like, okay, I'm hooked to this stuff.
I know that was. But yeah, poor. I felt bad. She's like, Mom, we have to go this way. That's the only exit. So
mm-hmm.
we survived, didn't we?
We did.
They didn't know who was messing with. The makeup boys. Yeah, we got Aaron. She's professional.
They're just curious.
I wonder if they listen. No. Although I do want to go back to Waverly, and I'm going to find the creeper.
Mm-hmm.
So. Booger.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Erin is doing a...
She's doing another one.
I think it's in April.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? April or May? Mm-hmm.
I think so, yeah.
So we'll get there again. But this place was fun to talk about. Fun. I mean, podcast-wise, but...
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Horrible. Yeah, interesting. Horrible stuff to talk about. But is that it?
That's it. Cool. That's all. But it's not over.
That's right. I hope the creepies enjoy the Preston Castle. So, Sean, I think coming off of this... You kind of screwed me last time.
Whoa!
You said, oh, no, yeah, you did. What? And I felt like I got robbed on my prediction. I think it's going to be a I'm thinking it's going to be a light side. I mean, a middle-aged moment. Coming off the nasty, tormented, vile place this was, I think you're going to lighten it up.
No. Oh, dark side.
Okay.
Well,
so you're going to continue
screwing it to you again. So,
I quit.
This is John. I know. Just quit guessing, right? This is Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues.
Oh, okay.
This would be good.
I'll take the loss on that.
Right. And we did mention this, by the way, during all this. I hear the train a-coming is rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But the train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy. Don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear the whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Well, if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Mm.
Good old Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
J.C. Yeah.
That's God a fun him. One to play.
I mean, there's only really one J.C. But
You can play right now.
Mm-hmm. Baseline.
Yeah, all right.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
That was one of my. I think that's mm-hmm. one of my favorite ones.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Old Johnny Cash. I was listening to a.
Made in Black.
It made me think of Johnny Cash because I'll do any Johnny Cash song. But Trent Reznor was talking about how when Johnny Cash did his remake of Hurt, Trent was like, oh, I wonder how this is going to work. You know, if they're going to commercialize. Do you remember? It was like in the 90s.
I mean, I know who it was. Nine Inch Nails. I don't know the story.
Nine Inch Nails and all that kind of stuff. And he, you know, Trent Reznor is a genius in his own right, but I never really thought Hurt was anything fantastic, you know, when I heard it. It wasn't something like, oh, I got to listen to that song. But when Johnny Cash remade it, it was perfect to, like, capstone Johnny Cash in his legacy and his career and his life just before he passed. And then with the video and everything, it was just, and I mean, like, Johnny Cash, like, tearing up at the end and crying. Mm-hmm. And Trent Reznor said it actually brought tears to his eyes when he heard it and saw the video and everything. And he was like, he was honored, he said, like, to be part of that. But he cool said, story. You know, they asked him, you're like, hey, is it okay if Johnny Cash covers your song? And he's like, yes.
Sure.
You know, can you imagine, though? Like, that would
I don't think you say no to that.
No. But I think he said he had his doubts a little bit, mm-hmm. and then when he saw it, he was just like blown away. And still to this day, pretty amazing. Because
you see your art, how you created it, and mm-hmm. it's really hard to fathom someone else.
The late great Johnny Cash, though. Yeah,
that would be weird. You know, you think about somebody doing your song. Yeah.
And well, and I think
do it.
No offense against Trent Reznor. Like I said, he has great work out there, and that song was good. But when he did it, it didn't give it justice. Like when you listen mm-hmm. to it, and Trent Reznor's, it's just kind of dark and depressing. But when Johnny Cash sings it, it comes to life, and it's like, oh, those words really are powerful. Mm-hmm. So I like that.
I agree. That was a good one. Mm-hmm. Good job. Good job.
Oh, you're most welcome. And thank you.
So moving on from that, yes. Second announcements.
I just have them right here. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
TikTok.
I was reading that next at the same time. X, Rumble. Rumble's coming soonish. You can email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Please spread the word about our podcast. We sell all kinds of awesome-looking merch, so go get you some. If you'd like to sponsor our podcast, whether you're an individual or business, we offer multiple levels. Just email us or message us on Facebook and Instagram. So if you are enjoying our show, these are a few ways to help and show us support.
Nice.
You think I'm nice?
It was almost a good job.
Almost good. So, back to Folsom Prison with me.
Thank you for that. And Nate, what do you have for us, sir?
Well, time's Preston, so that's a wrap.
Pressed on.
That is true. We have another. We have a mini to record, don't we? Excellent, Nate. Excellent. Thank you for that. And, of course, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 158 and our discussion on the infamous Preston Castle. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.